You're listening to Amud Chazara with Daniel Isaac Masechus Erevin Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Tonight is a big night for anybody in learning Erevin, right? Because this is Mirsa Shem, it's the same of the fourth parak, but it's also really the halfway point in the Sechta. And definitely anybody who's using the art scroll, it's a big night because it's the end of volume one. So that's exciting too. Okay. So Nun Beis, the Daf Simon. Is a newbie, so it's usually like somebody new to Yiddishkeit, and he's going to be enthusiastically invited over to a meal. The previous I wasn't into the Simon so much. I think two of them are. One of them is on Amud Aleph. Let's start Nun Beis Amud Beis. I believe I can imagine. Yeah, perfect. Okay. I'm glad I didn't give last night's shiur because it was hard. This is very hard.
There was a big confusion on
Okay, so let's take it from the beginning of this gemara over here. Remeir Omer Sheyachol Arev V'chulei. So Remeir says that you're able to be. This is going back to our Mishnah, the previous Amud. It says, "Koshu yachol la'ariv v'lo erav hari zecham ar gamal." If somebody had the ability to make an erav, to go there to do an erav, and then he just declares it from afar, so that we say is chamar gamal, where he is a camel driver and donkey driver, he's stuck between two poles. He doesn't have the full extent of what he tried to achieve either here or there. Now, we don't consider it as if he's, okay, you're at home now. You said my shvisa is going to be somewhere else. So we don't say you're actually here in your house, or you're even there. You're in between those two spaces, but you don't have your 2,000 amos at the other side or at the other side, right? So that's what Remeir said. So the Gemara says, "Hey, hold on. This sounds very familiar. Didn't we already learn this with Remeir? That if there's some sort of suffix, right? As we see, this was from Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph. Suffix. If there's a suffix of Erev, right? Remember, we weren't sure. Like there's different sveikos. We weren't sure if it took effect. We weren't sure if an animal ate it before it was time." Before Shabbos, after Shabbos, before Shabbos started, after Shabbos started, we weren't sure. So in those cases of suffake, so Remeir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim Harisa Chamar Gamal. So now you have to tell me over here. There's some big chiddush over here. Remeir says if you're not able to be ma'arivit, if you were able to make an eruv and you didn't, and so now you did this like middle road thing, we say it's not so clear. So it's chamar gamal. We know Remeir says that in a suffix eruv it's chamar gamal. So what's the chiddush? That's our question over here.
There's a renunciation. So let's assume the halfway point, what direction the person wants to go is the east.
Okay. So he wants to go to the east.
To the west.
Okay, so now, what the Gemara says, we know by Remeir that it's a chamar gamal. Some of Rav Sheshes says, no, it's not. Lo tema taima, don't say that the reason, taima de Remeir, suffik erev, suffik lo erev hu, to have a chamar gamal. Aval vandai lo erev, lo have a chamar gamal. Don't say that. When does Rav Meir say chamar gamal? Only in the case of suffik, right? If there's this place or this place, and I'm not sure which it is, so we're going to be machmir in both directions and say you're in the middle. But that's only in a case where it's suffik. But what if you have a case where it's vaday not an eruv? Like for example, our case, this right here is vaday not. We know he's not there. We know that's unacceptable. So I would be chamar gamal. Maybe Remeir wouldn't say chamar gamal here. Ela filu vaday. And so the Gemara says no. what it teaches us over here. Yeah, we learned Echad HaZimna, but this is another time we need it, because Elafilu Vade Lo Erev, even if it's definitely not an Erev, Havei Chamar Gamal, Dehahacha Vade Lo Erev, V'Kahavei Chamar Gamal. Right? So over here we have a case of Chamar Gamal, where even though it's Vade, not an Erev, why would that be? It's well for the reason probably as we explained. Right? You renounced this part, you didn't renounce this part, so this is still within your domain. So we say Chamar Gamal, even though it's not a case of Safek Erev. It's Vade, this is not a good Erev. Yeah? Okay, new Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah of the parak. Someone who goes outside of the tchum, atfilu ama achas lo yikanes. Even if he steps one ama outside of the tchum, seemingly meaning 2,000 amos, he is not allowed to re-enter. Rashi says over here, b'mezid umidas shelo l'shem mitzvah. It's first of all he did it b'mezid and umidas. And shalom l'shem mitzvah. We've learned before about going out l'shem mitzvah, right? If you went out to save or someone, and then if you even if it's outside your tchum, you might be able to, if you're within 2,000 amos of that, you're still able to possibly go back in. And also, if it's an accident, it's also worth talking about if you walk out unintentionally. We did have a situation like this, if you remember, with the human walls. We were talking about this idea where someone did walk out unintentionally, and we allowed us to make human walls for that purpose to bring it back in. But so Barash seems to be saying that what we mean intentionally, she's not allowed to re-enter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shtayim Ikanes, Shlosh Lo Ikanes. Two Amos, if you're two Amos out of the Tchum, you can re-enter. Three, you are not allowed to re-enter. So this is Rabbi Eliezer Lushitaso. Rashi says, "Shtayim ikanes, mishum have lost tchumen kedamrina beperkin." Rabbi Eliezer l'tame da'amar v'hu be'emtzon. That Rabbi Eliezer says that it's a havlas tchumen. We spoke about this, where two tchumen overlap. So we have a 2,000 amot tchum, and also his personal dalet amos. They overlap. So since they overlap, it's fine. Now he only willing to go to two amos because Rabbi Eliezer says that you are found in the middle of your four ama space. I think it's Rabbi Yehuda who says you could decide at which point of the four ama radius you're in. Really, and I think the Chacham even said you have eight amos. Is that right? I think so. But Rabbi Eliezer says you have four amos and you're in the middle of it. So you have two amos outside of the tchum. Now the Tana Kama seems to hold that he says you can't even go one ama out. Seemingly that he doesn't hold the havlas tchumen. That yes, you have a four ama space, but that will not join forces with the tchum, and therefore you'd be stuck. You take one ama out, you are stuck in your place. You probably still have four amos. You probably still say you have four amos, but you do not regain the entire 2,000 ama in your original shvisa. Omar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, "Ragel achas besocha tchum, v'ragel achas chutz l'tchum." You have one foot in the tchum and one foot out of the tchum. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Chanina says, "Lo yikanes." If you only have one foot out, you still can't re-enter. I don't know if it means out of the tchum mamish, or even outside of the extra two amos, or whatever else that you might get. I'm not sure. But he says, even if you have one foot out, you can't bring it back. Why? Because the Pasuk says, in Yeshayahu, im tashiv mishabas raglecha, right? If you return from Shabbos, or you hold back with on Shabbos, your feet, right? This is a parak in Yeshayahu. It's a very famous parak in Yeshayahu. It's haftarah of Yom Kippur. But it also has very famous psukim, the cross of the Shabbos Oneg, and Kavod Shabbos, and Im Toshim Shabbos Raglechos. Some people say this is part of Kiddush. So what does it say? Raglecha So raglecha ksiv. But really it's written as raglecha, meaning your singular foot. So even if you're going one foot out, that's already a problem. This is... So is it an asmachta? Is it? I mean, it's not. It's only din darabon in the first place, but I guess if it's din darabon, we could technically learn it from Yeshayahu, I guess. Tiferet Kabbalah. Okay. V'hatanya, but we learned in the Brice. So raglel achas besochat chum, raglel achas chutzot chum. Yikane. So you're allowed to re-enter. This is a Brisa. What's Rebbechanina? Where's going to Rebbechanina coming from? So Hamani, who is this? Acherim he. This is Acherim. Actually, say over here, Achirim. So Achirim is often a reference to Reb Meir, as per the Gemara in Harios, that I think it was a decree of Reb Gamliel, that he's from, at a certain point, his opinion would be referred to as Achirim. So anyway, what is Achirim? Say to Achirim, Omrim, Lamakum Sharubahu Niskar. That to a person, in a place that a person's majority of his body is, that's where he is, like, considered to be. He's thrown. Shadinan lay. He's thrown there. Rashi says, therefore he's allowed to enter. So we assume that this is the opinion of Achirim, that you're allowed to enter. And maybe, I guess, those who disagree. Ikadamri, there are those who learned this exchange that we just had in the following way. Amar b'chanina raglo achas besochat chum, raglo achas b'chutzot chum, yikanes, you are allowed to enter. Why? Because the pasuk says, im tashiv mishabas raglecha, raglecha karinan. We read it as, it's a kriyan ksiv, but we read it raglecha. Plural, your feet. So, even though it says raglecha, but we have a mesorah to read it, raglecha, to teach us that you need, in order to be outside the tchum, you need both your feet outside the tchum. Number one, you're not. But Tanya, but we learned in the Brice, so lo yikanes, the Brice says that you're not allowed to go back in if it was one foot. So hu damar ke achirim. You're saying, like the achirim, to Tanya, lamakam shiruba hu niskar. That a person follows the majority of his body, so this is the opinion of achirim, and that's what he's holding like. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer omer shtayim yikanes, shosh yikanes, this is our Mishnah, we said that if you're two amos, I skipped to the right, next right, my moment. So two amos out, you're allowed to re-enter. Three amos, you're not, because we said it's halfway through the four amos. But tiny but one to the Bryce, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achas yikanes, shtayim lo yikanes. Change numbers here. One ama, you can enter. Two, you can't. Lo kasha. Hada akar chada v'kam atarte. Well, because we're talking about a guy who's already he already overstepped it by another amma. So at that point, you only have one amma left, right? You had two ammos, but once you're an amma out, so you still have one. You have one amma left. At that point, if you take two ammos out, and then you're three ammos out, that's a problem. Very simple. Bahatanya, but we learned in the Brisa also. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afilu Amma Achas Leikanes. You even can't even go one amma. Even if you're one amma out, you can't go back in. Kitanya hahi lemode. Well, that right, so we're talking about, or that's referring to the modate. A modate is somebody who is measuring. Rashi says, shachoshvalo, somebody who says, someone for whom it gets dark. Vamar, and he says, shvisa sibim komi. My shvisa is in a particular place. Umodeid alpayim psios benonios, as we learned in Membeis, and daf Membeis, that you, if you don't know, so you measure out 2,000 average steps, and that's your tchum. Ula yikanes l'tchum ha'ir, maybe he will enter into the tchum of the city. V'kalo alpayim shalo, ama achas chutz l'tchum, and his 2,000 amos will end outside the tchum. Lo yikane shafilo alpayim olichos oso l'socho eno muter l'tseis me'alpayim. But he's still not allowed to go outside his 2,000 amos, even though he ends up in that city. So that's what it means. Kedetnan l'modit shamranosin l'alpayim afilu soch midoso kala b'ma'ara, that even if his 1,000 amos end into a cave, lo yihalich l'halon me'alpayim to kevan, right, he's not allowed to go 2,000 amos there. Kevan de shemada l'alpayim levad, makan shusaso shein arba eno yochol lavor chutzal l'alpayim. That since he measured out the space, so where it ends. You're not allowed to go further than that. So that's who we're talking about. When we say you're not allowed to go another amma out of the tchum, we're talking about the guy who is traveling and got cut short, and he ends up in a place that you might think, oh, maybe he can take on the new Tzlum. So no, he can't. Ditznan, it was under the Mishnah, back to the Gemara, Ditznan, Ulamodid Shamru Nosnila Paimama, and to the measurer that we're talking about, they give him 2,000 Amos, Afilu Sovmidaso Kalabamara. Even if the end of his Midah, of his measurement, ends up in a Ma'ara, in a cave, where technically you might think that, oh, it's that $1 Amos space, you can walk through the whole thing, so he can't. He can't even go a single Amma outside of his new 2,000 Amos that he acquired. Okay? Final mission of the parak. Misnisin Misha Hechshech Chutz L'Tchum. Somebody for whom it got dark when he was outside the Tchum. Afilu Amma Achaz L'Yikanes. He is not even allowed to go outside of it, even one Amma. Reb Shimon Omer. Afilu Chamesh Asrei Amos. Yeah, he can Yikanes. Even if he went 15 Amos outside of the Tchum, he's allowed to re-enter. Why is that? Shein HaMashuchos Mimatzin Asamidos Mipnei Atoin. Because the Mashuchos, Rashi says the Mashuchos are the Modidei HaTchumin Layaros Va'osin Simin L'Soch HaTchum. They're the people who measure out Tchumin, right? And they're the ones who put markers and say where the Tchum ends. So Ein Men Mematzin Esamidos, Rashi says, Lahatzev Esimin B'Soch Alpayim Ela Kontzinos in L'Soch Alpayim. They have very conservative version of 2,000 Amos. So they're really going to do it, I don't know. I guess Rabbi Shimon is saying it's not actually 2,000 Amos, it's 1,985 Amos. There's at least 15 Amos leeway. So even if you step 15 Amos out of the Tchum, and you're basing that on the marker that you see, don't worry about it. When 15 Amos out, you can still re-enter. And they did that with Neha Toin. Rashi says over here, Afilu Chamesh Asra Amos V'chule, Lav Dafka Tezvav Amos. He says it's Lav Dafka. The last Rashi of the parak is he has Lishnach Rina, that maybe it is Dafka. So there's two ways to understand it. Maybe it's Dafka 15, or Rashi goes to the calculation of why it would be Dafka 15. It's based on how many Tvachim and how they usually measured it, what size ropes and so maybe it's Dafka 15 Amos is how much leeway there is. Or there's another way to read it. No, it means 15, 16, 17, 20. I don't know. You've got to draw a line somewhere, but you know, if you stepped out, you can go back in. So the Gemara concludes. So what's Mipnei Atoin? Because of the ones making a mistake. So the Tana, we have a Brisa that elaborates with one more word. Mipnei Toei HaMida, because of people who will make mistake in the Mida, and that's why they have this more conservative version and marking off of where the Tchum ends. Hadron Alech Misho Tzuhu. Mazel Tov. Sorry to break cookies tonight.